The Egyptian ruler known as Pharaoh and his court were highly devoted to their polytheistic system and idolatrous beliefs. Indeed, according to their perverted beliefs, Pharaoh was actually a deity himself. At this time, God sent Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, as his messenger to the people of Egypt. Pharaoh, however, responded with slanders and threats to Prophet Moses' calls for him to believe in God. This arrogant attitude lasted until he was faced with God's punishment. He was faced with the threat of death through drowning. The position of Pharaoh, who turned to faith at just that moment, is described in these terms in verses. We brought the tribe of Israel across the sea, and Pharaoh and his troops pursued them out of tyranny and enmity. Then, when he was on the point of drowning, he said, I believe that there is no deity but him in whom the tribe of Israel believes. I am one of the Muslims. However, this last-minute conversion was not accepted. What now? When previously you rebelled and were one of the corruptors? Today we will preserve your body so you can be a sign for people who come after you. Surely many people are heedless of our signs. The information that Pharaoh's corpse would serve as a sign for later generations may be regarded as an indication that his body would not decay. On display in the Royal Mummy's Chamber of the Egyptian Museum in Cairo is the body of Pharaoh, just as it was revealed 14 centuries ago.